Earlier this year, the city of Des Moines, Iowa made news when its water system launched a legal battle with farmers over fertilizer.
The Des Moines Water Works has announced it will sue three neighboring counties, claiming
too much nitrate can be a health risk, especially for infants just a few months old. And
nitrate levels got so high earlier this summer that it cost $7,000 a day to remove the nitrates from the water to meet drinking water quality standards.
But Des Moines is unusual. In most cases, nitrate pollution is not a big city problem. It's a small town problem. And in a small town I visited, it's one they struggle to pay for. I'm in the Water Treatment Center in Creighton, Nebraska, home of their $1.3 million reverse osmosis machine. It's like a stack of 20-foot-long plastic tubes. It takes well water contaminated with nitrates and makes it safe to drink, around 300,000 gallons per day since 1993.
I'm Kevin Sonningson, City of Creighton. I'm the water operator. Our nitrates coming in is 17 parts per million. 10 is the legal limit.
Nitrates can come from your lawn or even the atmosphere. But Creighton is rural, surrounded by farms. Farmers often put on more fertilizer than their crops can use. Then rain or irrigation water can carry the nitrates down into the groundwater supply. And the problem is getting worse, not better. Sonicson says a plume of groundwater with even higher nitrate levels is moving toward the town's wells, and they may need to add more filters.
Our nitrates could be higher where we'd have to put another skid or two in here just to take care of the nitrates.
Any idea what that could cost?
Probably a new system now, $3 to $4 million, easy.
$3 to $4 million for a town of just 1,200 people. Hundreds of small towns in the Midwest have nitrate levels near or over the federal limits. Towns like Burlington, Colorado, Sherdan, Iowa, Edgar, Nebraska, and Pretty Prairie, Kansas.
Nitrates in drinking water are the most common source water problem in the region.
Bruce Dvorak studies small town water systems at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
And for many small towns, this is a very major cost issue. It may mean water rates, if they're lucky, only double, and in some cases it may go up by 8 to 10 times.
And even though these small towns have the same nitrate problem as Des Moines, Dvorak says it would be hard to find one willing to take the issue to court.
Most small towns don't have the finances to run the legal challenges, as well as politically, I'm not sure it really would be sustainable in many small towns here in Nebraska. Clearly, the farmers are the lifeblood of these communities.
Towns like Creighton need farmers to produce, and for that, farmers will use fertilizers. But there are different ways to do it. Farmer Jim Fuchtman lives and farms just outside of town. He walks into a field scattered with slender green blades of grass.
This is a field where I had soybeans and then we planted a cover crop of rye.
The ryegrass will hold nitrates near the surface, away from the groundwater. It's Fuchtman's first run with cover crops, part of a voluntary project in the Brazil Creek watershed, encouraging practices that reduce nitrate levels.
Soil health is my main objective. And with soil health, your nitrates don't leach as fast. You're getting better utilization of the chemicals.
Changes on the farm should show up in the water, but not right away. Significant improvements in groundwater can take 10, 20, 30 years to show up. So Creighton's water treatment plant will probably still be running for decades to come. Kevin Sonickson can't imagine the town suing local farmers like Des Moines, but he says many farmers will find their own motivation. He's tested water for rural residents, and some samples are 4 to 5 times the legal limit for nitrates.
I mean, it's not just for the good of our city, but for them too, and their kids.
And if enough farmers take action, perhaps neighboring towns won't have to bear the same cost for safe water. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.